Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organizers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organized. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organized.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started. You've joined us for episode 67 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we'll be talking about decluttering and organizing your cleaning products.
And this episode was requested by Joe Cassidy Cronus.
Thank you, Joe. I don't know if you know the lack of cleaning skills that Kirsty and I have, but the good news is that we've helped lots and lots of people declutter their cleaning products. It's just that we don't necessarily use them. So we're not going to give you heaps of cleaning advice so much as decluttering and organizing your cleaning products.
This is very true. So we both have cleaners or have had cleaners in the past and are very happy to outsource that part of our home, aren't we?
Oh, I love, like, one of my favorite afternoons is every second Wednesday afternoon when I come home from whoever's home I've been decluttering, and I come in and as soon as I open the door, I smell that the cleaners have been, and it's just like I come in and everything's sparkling because they clean my full kitchen, they clean the stove, they clean the bathrooms, the floors, they dust, and they're amazing. They get everything done in 1 hour.
Yes, this is the first thing that I wanted outsourced.
Yes.
When I go back to work. Like, I was like, please. And even, in fact, when I was pregnant with both the kids, we had cleaners.
Because, oh, good idea.
Or particularly with Emily. I'm not sure if we did it for Oliver, but with Emily, because I was looking after a toddler and I was so tired and my body does not like being pregnant. And Simon didn't necessarily, he's amazing, he's a gun at cleaning. He did not want to come home after a long day at work or spend the weekend cleaning. So it is something that we recommend outsourcing as soon as financially possible.
Yeah, and it may not be that you have to outsource it to a cleaner.
No.
You may outsource it to your teenagers, or you may outsource it to different members of your family, maybe your children. My kids are great at cleaning the toilet. So, you know, outsource as is you're capable for, or maybe you've got a nanny and you could, you know, include in her jobs to do that, or so many different options.
Yes,
so but no matter who cleans your house, one thing is for sure, you have cleaning products.
Yes, because even though my cleaners bring in products, so we don't need to stock as much cleaning products, but Simon loves a good clean. He loves cleaning up in between the cleaners, like if there's a spill or something, or if something, gumption. Gumption is used a lot in our house. Our kids love being creative and they sometimes don't get the texture exactly on the piece of paper.
And so gumption's like that paste, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a Jif kind of thing. Is that right?
Yes.
I do not own gumption.
I don't think it's necessary.
I don't think I need it.
No.
No. So let's talk about, let's go two things. We want to talk about what kind of cleaning products you may have and then where you keep them and what you would use them for.
And how to declutter them.
How to declutter them and how to keep them in a way that you'll find what you need when you need it.
Yes. Perfect. So at the moment, there's a really big, I feel, maybe it's just the circles that I run in, a really big groundswell to low-tox living.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you feel that?
I definitely feel that, particularly because I've got asthmatics. Mm. So a lot of the sites that I follow or articles that I read are aimed at children with respiratory complications, and so therefore low-tox living is high on the agenda.
Mm. So you can totally do chemical-free or low-tox, very low-tox cleaning, and there's loads of products out on the market, and there's loads of websites and loads of information on how to not necessarily get rid of chemicals altogether and not necessarily get rid of all chemicals, but get rid of toxic chemicals and reduce our reliance on toxic chemicals. And the good thing about that too is that we're being helpful to our long-term environment.
Yes, my cleaners love their chemicals. And we just kind of say to them, so they would do like a big clean with the chemicals. So it's not like they're bleaching all the time or something like that. But maybe once every couple of months, she'll go, do you mind if I bleach? I go, okay, just make sure it's not a week when the kids are home. And they open up the whole house. And do you know what? Like, she's the expert. I let her do her thing.
Yes. And that's fine. However, I want to, because I am...
Yeah, I want to move to that too.
At caring for our, I'm really passionate about caring for our environment. So I would love to see more and more people investigating whether or not you can move to more low-tox lifestyle, and particularly around the chemicals, because we love our oceans and we love caring for animals and caring for our environment. So I would just want to encourage people just to investigate it, to see if it's possible. And I think that you'd be surprised at how easy it is.
So that's going to be my challenge, because this is something I've wanted to do for a long time, but because we outsource our cleaning, we have not paid much attention. They just tell us what to buy and we buy it. So I would love to find that out and learn some more about that personally so that we can have some better products in our home. So Kes, what products do you use? So you're obviously conscious of the environment. Have you found products that you can tell me what to use, because you know more about that than I do?
Yes, I am still very early on my journey, but I'm very passionate about it. We have, over the last year, been investing in doTERRA essential oils, and they have some really great cleaning products that go along with their oils that are oil-based.
And they would smell good.
And they smell divine.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they work.
So are they like ones that you distill with water, so you add water to it, or do they come as a product ready to go?
They do both.
Excellent.
So you can buy them as a ready-made product, yep, or you can make up your own. You can do DIY.
Okay, I'm looking into it.
I love it because doTERRA actually are supporting the communities where they're buying their oils from, or their, like, the plants and the fruits that they buy.
To make the essential oils.
Oils. But I'm also helping the environment by not putting toxic chemicals back into the environment when I'm washing my dishes, when I'm washing my clothes, and when I'm cleaning my house.
I invested in soap nuts a couple of years ago, and they stink. They're disgusting, but they clean your clothes pretty well. Well, no. The idea is that they clean your clothes very well. I couldn't get them to clean my clothes well enough, so I had to go back to a more traditional cleaning method. But it was a couple of years that I really tried to use soap nuts. But it's not something I've been able to maintain because my kids get their clothes dirty and it just wasn't cleaning them well enough.
Yeah, I've tried soap nuts too.
Oh, have you?
With the similar experience.
Okay, awesome.
So that's okay.
That's okay. I'm not giving up. That's what I'm really motivated on today. I'm not going to give up because I failed on soap nuts.
Yes.
I'm going to try something different and find some more natural products.
Yes. And look, essential oils are expensive, and it's an investment,
yep,
in your family and an investment in your health. So it's not necessarily in everybody's budget right now.
Mm.
There are loads of
vinegar and bicarb.
Yes, exactly. Vinegar and bicarb. Go back to granny's
methods. I was with a client the other day that cleaned her bathroom with vinegar while we were there. I was like, oh my gosh, that's really clean. No bicarb, just vinegar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grout. It cleans grout amazing too. Yep. So there's lots of natural remedies and there's loads of information on the internet for such things. So we will link to some things in the show notes and we just want to encourage you to think outside the square.
Mm. And I think part of, so let's talk about the decluttering of your cleaning products, is perhaps finding products that aren't just one specific thing.
Yes.
And so finding a product that you can use in the kitchen, in the bathroom, maybe on the floor, and it probably, and I am just guessing on this, that some of those natural products are more multi-use than specific things.
Yes.
And so by having that, you're going to end up with less bottles, less waste, less purchasing because you're using
the same
products for a whole lot of different purposes.
Yes, and that's what I found with essential oils with doTERRA. But yes, I think that they are a lot of multi-purpose.
Because under the sink can get very, very cluttered.
So tell me, what's under either your sink or your stereotypical client's sink?
So under my sink is a rail that I've installed that hangs all our spray bottles on, so the nozzles just hook over. And then we've got a container that has all the cleaning products for the dishes. So it's got like, yeah, what are those bottle brushy things? Maybe it's just a bottle brush.
Yeah, bottle
There's a couple
brush.
Of those. Like I have one that's just for our drink bottles because I don't want germs getting back into our drink bottles. And then there's the sponges and then there's magic wipes in there and some scourers and our dishwashing tablets. So those things are all that's really quickly easy to access. And that's all the cleaning products under there. Then we've got our recycle bin under there and our plastic bag recycling. So that's it underneath our kitchen sink. And then under our laundry sink are the floor cleaning products. So there's bleach in there and there's a floor cleaner. That's kind of it.
What about in your laundry, for your laundry?
Oh, so I've installed a shelf and on there I keep a bottle of vinegar that I use for fabric softener. So I put any sheets and towels that I wash, a cup full of vinegar goes in with it. Then I've got one...
See, you're doing low-tox.
Yeah, for that bit. And then I've got a bottle of detergent and then one of... It's not nappy sand, but it's that kind of thing. I don't know what you call that. But that powder that, you know, when the kids go play in the grass and you really need to make some kind of thing up and rub it in.
Yeah.
One of those.
Awesome.
And that's it.
What about garages? You don't have a garage, but do you have any cleaning products for your cars or do you not clean your cars or do you outsource that?
We do have cleaning products for the cars. So in our laundry, we have shelves that have clear fronted boxes on them that have like globes, batteries, ball pumps and that kind of thing. And one of those is car care. And inside is one bottle of car wash and a couple of sponges and that's it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have you got a wardrobe full of clothes but somehow nothing to wear?
Would you love to open your wardrobe and know that no matter what you pick, you'll love it?
Join our free 5-day wardrobe declutter challenge that starts on the 1st of October 2018.
Just visit theartofdecluttering.com.au/challenge.
The first step to creating a wardrobe you love is decluttering the stuff that you don't.
Our podcast today is sponsored by Vitalia.
To order doTERRA essential oils, go to vitalia.com.au. Vitalia also stock a wide range of essential oil accessories, spray bottles, diffusers, roller bottles, and aromatherapy jewellery with delivery Australia wide.
To get 15% off all accessories, use the code DECLUTTER.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And now, back to the podcast. Tell us about your situation.
Great question. This is what I say when I'm stalling for time. No. Under our bathroom, under our kitchen sink. Oh, we didn't do bathrooms.
I don't have any clean. Oh, I have toilet duck in our bathroom. That's it.
Okay. Cool. Under our kitchen sink, we have not that much. This is me because I actually don't look under
there
because I
don't
a whole lot. Clean. Simon does the hard cleaning.
Yeah, right.
Like, I just wipe down benches. I clean. Don't get me wrong. I clean. But I don't – I try my best not to use chemicals. Right. So I'd rather just use hot water.
Yeah.
To clean anything.
Yep.
I do use, like, as I said, if the kids are up on the kitchen bench and their craft goes off mat, because we get out placemats.
Yes, that's what we used to do when the kids were little.
Yeah. My kids are still big, but they're still – yeah.
Mine anyway. Don't craft anymore.
Yeah. Mine love drawing. No, Amelie. Let's be honest, it's all Amelie. Amelie often goes off placemat. So then sometimes I will get a little bit of cleaning product
to get that off.
The texture off because we've got a stone bench and I don't want...
How do you organise your cleaning products? Do you have containers? Do you have them in different places? How does that work for you? So you've obviously don't have an abundance of them, but what would you recommend to our listeners who are going, well, that's fine, that's all well and good that I keep them underneath the kitchen sink, but I can't reach the ones at the back or things get lost and fall over and spill?
Yeah, well, we actually don't have a lot under our kitchen sink. So in other people's homes, I would recommend baskets that you can pull out and put up on the bench and find exactly what you want and then put back under. We don't need to do that because we only have a few, so we can easily see what we have. So I look under my bench. I'm thinking of it. We've got dishwashing liquid. We've got dishwasher balls.
The tablet
for
things.
The tablets, yep. For the dishwasher. We have stainless steel polish for the...
Like your oven and appliances?
Cooktop.
Yep.
I can't talk. For the cooktop. And we do have fly spray under there because we get flies sometimes.
Yep.
And we might have one or two more, but it basically I can see everything I need. And we do have a little ice cream tub that scours and magic erasers sit in.
Yep.
But that's nowhere near full. It's got like two things in it.
Brilliant.
And then we have new sponges in their packets sitting up against the wall of the under. And that's just one shelf. We've got two shelves. And on the bottom shelf, we've got like the batteries and the lights. We have got a basket full of...
Charades me.
I can't even think.
Charades? Can you charades me? It's square.
And you dry the dishes with it.
Tea towels.
Tea towels.
Awesome. We got there.
We did.
That's a tricky word, tea towels.
So we've got a basket of tea towels because that's where we keep our tea towels.
Yeah.
Because we've got plenty of room under our sink because we don't have a lot of chemicals under
there. Awesome.
And it's just, we're very minimalist. We're fairly minimalist. We're not very minimalist. We're fairly minimalist when it comes to chemicals. So in our laundry, again, we don't have a lot. We've got gumption in there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got... few other cleaning products.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got stain remover and we have washing powder.
Mm-hmm. Powder or liquid?
Powder.
So we're a liquid family.
I want to be moving towards a different solution to that.
Yes, and I want to be moving away from liquid. It's so expensive.
Yes.
I find I just can't get a good clean with powder though.
And I went to Norwex party and they were saying that the stereotypical laundry powder has like some ridiculous amount of cardboard in the powder.
That's insane.
Like it's mostly cardboard.
So it's just creating friction.
Yes.
Right.
But you think it's cleaning powder, but it's not, it's cardboard.
Which
made me want to like
cut up your own cardboard.
No, it just made me go disgusting. Like, how? Why am I thinking I'm cleaning my clothes with cardboard?
fragrance.
And fragrant. Like, it's just, anyway, that inspired me to change our methods.
I think a lot of people have cleaning products that they buy because they have all good intentions. Like, they go to a party plan or something. They buy all this stuff and just don't use it because they're in their old habits. What do we do with cleaning products that we've purchased but never used? How do we declutter that? Is it bad for the environment to tip it down the sink? Because that seems counterintuitive to loving our environment to just empty something down the sink.
There is recycling facilities available for chemicals.
Awesome.
So you can recycle the chemicals.
Yep.
We can try it. We'll find a link for that and put it up on in our show notes. I think, though, it comes back to, yes, you've purchased something and you had good intentions, but think about whether or not, if you haven't used it so far, when do you think that you are going to use it? You haven't made the time for it yet. Or the other alternative is things that we buy for just once a year. Do we need to keep the product for that next year? Is it out of date? Or are you actually going to clean the oven? Like, oven cleaning products.
Yeah.
Do you use it all? What do you do if it's only a little bit left? It seems wasteful. I think this is where people get trapped a lot, is that they've spent good money on it.
That's one of our decluttering mindset traps, isn't it?
Yes. Spent good money on it. Yes, you have. You've already spent the money.
You can't get that back.
No. Or if you can, like, if you've listened to this episode today and you've brought products today and you're inspired not to use them, go back to Woolies and Coles or Bunnings or wherever you bought them and get a refund today.
Yeah. Love it.
Don't use it.
Love it.
What else would you say to people who say, I've spent good money on it?
Well, I think you may have spent good money on it, but you're also making a decision not based on money. So if you're choosing to change your cleaning products, you're probably making a decision based on the environment, based on your family's health. And so just let the guilt of money go. Make the investment in whatever it is that you do want to use and just allow that to be a change that you're making.
We often say in episodes to go shopping in your own home before you go shopping at the shops. And I think that cleaning products is one of these areas that you often walk past and you see something on sale and you're like, oh, it's on sale. I'm not sure how much of that bottle I still have left. Oh, I'll just buy it anyway because it's on sale and I may as well, I'm here. And then you get home and you open up the cupboard and you realize that you've already got 5 Windexes already. What do you do when that happens?
Just keep going through them. If you're using them, just keep using them. If not, offer them to a neighbour or offer them to a family member. But don't go shopping until you've used up those ones.
Yes. And go shopping in your own cupboards. Like, so before you go to the shops, go and look in all of your cleaning product cupboards and be intentional about what it is that you are putting on your shopping list. Mm-hmm. Don't buy, you can always go back up to the shops and buy what you're missing. If you go home and you realize,
Or Google how you can clean that with everyday household products.
Like vinegar and bicarb.
Or toothpaste. Apparently lemon. Toothpaste cleans a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, and lemon.
Yeah, see? You totally can do that.
Yes, you totally can. The other thing is, do you find yourself reaching for the same thing over and over again? Well, let go of the ones that do a similar job. So if you've got a cleaning, like if you do have a multi-purpose cleaning product, start using it for multiple purposes and think instead of going, oh, well, I should get this and I should get that for this purpose. So be really thoughtful about what you do invite into your home and start using up the products. Or if you decided to go low tox, just let go of all those old products and start investing in low-tox products. We were talking earlier about storage. Is there any other storage solutions that you would suggest?
How about a caddy for something, you know, if you've got a bigger home and you keep your products downstairs, how about a caddy where you actually keep in your cloths, maybe your gloves and your all-purpose cleaner? So when you go upstairs to do the bathrooms, you just have to pick up a caddy rather than carrying an armful of different products.
Yes, I just have a normal cleaning bucket that I chuck all my cleaning rags in and I carry around the Windex with it, or I just carry around a multi-purpose spray for when I am the cleaner of the house.
Yeah, and you can take it with you room to room and not leave things in the other rooms, and then not have to have multiples. So you don't need the same thing in every room that requires that product.
Yes, perfect. Well, we hope we've given you a few tips and tricks on how to declutter and how to organize your cleaning products. We do really want to encourage you to be thoughtful and intentional about what you bring into your home and what you are ready to let go of. And think about having white spaces in your cupboards. You don't have to fill every cupboard with products.
It's so nice having space with your cleaning products.
Yes,
it's the best. I just want to read out an iTunes review, Kirs, that has given me goosebumps. I'll read it and then we'll talk about it. So it's called New Outlook by Aviagogo. Thank goodness for your podcasts. You have opened my eyes to see the clutter in my house. Because we have a big home, there's lots of room for clutter to hide. I started listening to this podcast as we were planning to renovate and we would have to move during the renovation works. So I plan to declutter the items in the house that I don't need and won't require to be packed up. Since then, I've completely changed my mindset. As listening to each podcast, I have decluttered and organized my wardrobe, office, kitchen and linen, kids' rooms, toys, and I'm in the process of photos and old media. Now I think we are not going to renovate at all. In fact, we are thinking about downsizing. Best of all is that hubby is on board too. Thanks and keep them coming.
Awesome!
Like what she's saying is, from the things that she's put into practice from our podcast, she's potentially saved her family, what, $100,000? Or more?
Or more. And then
and
more?
a happier family.
Imagine and if you could downsize from a house, you'd be having less of a mortgage.
And less of a footprint on the environment. Oh. Like I am so, this is one of the best reviews. Avivagogo.
We're so excited for you.
You are amazing. And thank you for taking the time to tell us, because we wouldn't know your story otherwise and others wouldn't be inspired by it, that in the process of thinking you want to upgrade and build a bigger house, you're actually changed your mindset so much that you're going to downsize.
So proud of you.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing.
So we would love to hear your stories on cleaning products and your stories of downsizing. But we would love to see you over on Facebook and Instagram this week as you share with us how you've decluttered and organized your cleaning products. And if you're an essential oils fangirl like I am, or if you've got some amazing cleaning products that you can't stop raving about, then come and share over on our social pages. Have a great week, and we can't wait to catch up with you next week.
Until then, happy cleaning.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, do a friend a favor and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganized.net or on Facebook as Simply Organized PO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learned some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organized.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.